Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey friends, happy new year and welcome to another edition of the weekday podcast. If you're listening to this in real time as I record it, we are just a couple of days into 2022 and I'm super excited about the fresh start that a year brings us. Now, there's a chance that we've replayed this later in the year, so it may be out of sequence, but the truth of today's message is still applicable regardless of what time of year it is. In fact, this past Sunday, we kicked off a teaching that's going to go throughout the month of January called Your Very Best Year. And as I was setting up the talk, I mentioned that part of my job is to actually lead people. But the most difficult person I lead is hands down myself. And that's absolutely truth. In fact, a few years ago, I just realized that I kept bumping my head against some invisible lid in my leadership. Externally, on the surface, things were going pretty well. There's a lot of success. But internally, I knew that I kept getting in my own way. I knew that there was potential there, but I kept self-sabotaging my own growth. And so the aha moment for me that was towards the end of that year, looking towards the start to a new year, I realized something has to change. I don't know if you've ever thought that, but something had to change for me. In fact, my friend Chuck has this great line where he says, "Nothing changes until something changes." I love that reminder that we've got to do something with it. And at times, it's easy for us to play a passive role in our lives. It's easy for us to just let life happen to us. And without thinking about it, we become spectators. And what's true about that is that spectating your life rarely works out well. One of my mentors, Michael Hyatt, talks a lot about the idea of that we have the power of personal agency. I'll be honest, when I first heard him talk about this years ago, I didn't even know what that phrase personal agency meant. But I've since learned it. The idea of personal agency is that we're not meant to be passive. Instead, we're the ones that actually influence our own actions. We're the ones that actually influence our circumstances. Author and psychologist Henry Cloud says it this way. He says, "You are ridiculously in charge." Let that sink in. You are ridiculously in charge. Now, certainly, we don't always get to choose what happens to us, but we do get to decide what happens in us. And we do get to decide what we're going to do in response to it, what we're going to do going forward. Now, there's an example in the Old Testament that I find so helpful. It's Joseph in the Old Testament. His circumstances were terrible. He was betrayed, he was lied to, he was left for dead, he was sold into slavery, he was falsely accused, and yet in the middle of those terrible circumstances, at some point he took ownership for his life. He took ownership for the life choices that he made, and he made a conscious decision to say, "I'm going to honor God with my life, and I'm going to join God in the work that he's doing," and he ended up rewriting the rest of his story. And so today, as you think about your very best year and the idea that you and I can step into the driver's seat, come alongside God in writing our story, here's four quick truths I want you to remember. Number one is that you can change. The reminder is that if you're still breathing, you're not done growing. God is still shaping you and molding you. And so the truth is, as we launch into this year, you can change. Number two, you change by becoming. You change by becoming. A lot of times, people focus on what they do. Certainly, what you do with your life and in life is important. But what's even more important is who you are becoming. Who are you becoming? Number three, not only can you change, and not only do you change by becoming, but number three is you need a plan. Where will you focus? There's multiple areas of your life. There's your spiritual life and your work life, and there's your relationships in your life. There's your financial life. There's your personal ministry life. You need a plan where you begin to say, what are the things that I'm going to focus on this year? What are the one, two, three, or four things that I'm going to intentionally pay more attention to this year? And then truth number four is you and I both, we need a guide. We need a guide. Teams have coaches. Athletes have people that spot them and train them. People in the gym have a spotter. We need somebody in our life, or we need some bodies in our life that can help point the way in the direction we're meant to go. And so today, I want to encourage you, don't be a spectator this year. Don't sit on the sidelines. Don't have this woe is me kind of mentality. But instead, realize that God has called you He's called you. He's equipped you. He's placed the Spirit inside of you if you know him personally. And he's given you agency. He's given you the opportunity to shape what happens in you and what you do with it. Have a great day, because I'm really believing that you're going to have your very best year. See you soon.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these Weekday Podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.